The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Unz. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Bryce. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Oberst, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, 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 hey! How y'all feeling?
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
Well, I've got breaking Bonnaroo news.
I bet I know what it is.
What do you think my breaking Bonnaroo news is, Barry Corder?
I think you've discovered that Bonnaroo can move mountains.
No, breaking Bonnaroo news.
Move mountains.
Brad Steiner's hair is on fleek. Day two, Bonnaroo, Brad Steiner's hair is on fleek.
We are at the happiest place on earth.
The happiest place on earth. This is the Bonnaroo Podcast, the what Bonnaroo Podcast? A podcast for Bonnaroovians by Bonnaroovians. I'm a Bonnaroovian A, that's Bonnaroovian B. I guess you could be B2. I could be a B2. It's Barry Corder from the Chattanooga Times Free Press in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm Brad Steiner from WDOD Radio and Hits 96 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So we made the trek right up the road from Chattanooga to Manchester on Wednesday night. And now we see basically thousands of people dropping right on top of our serene setting backstage at Bonnaroo. Where did these people come from, and why are they bothering me, Barry?
We had it so good for how, 12 hours?
Oh, my God, it was so good. It was so good. But last night we stay up till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and we see nothing. Nobody's around us forever. But yet we hear the faint distance, partying and happiness and people excited. We weren't part of that.
No, we were left out.
We were left out with our own gin and tonics and tears.
We should introduce who we are, don't you think?
I just did that.
No, we have a guest.
We have a guest already? I don't know. We have a guest?
We have a guest.
Oh, podcasting.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
superstar.
Hey,
Brian Stone.
Glad to be here. Thank you, guys.
The home of the Stone On Air podcast, using all the Stone On Air podcasting equipment.
I'm the podcasting genius.
Podcasting genius.
Yes, podcasting genius.
Brian Stone, member of the Camp Nut Butter. If you want to follow along, you can at the what underscore podcast on Twitter or the what podcast, the what underscore podcast on Instagram as well.
So while everybody was partying last night, we were tracking a skunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally a skunk.
Yeah, that's a great point. Brian Stone, if you can go back in your memory banks of being in this space for like the last decade or so, we have never, and we talk about this every year, we've never seen a bug. Yeah. We've never seen a bug. I've never gotten a mosquito bite. You always worry about these things. We pour insect repellent on us all the time, but there's never any insects. Until last night, we were accosted by a skunk.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that girl you brought to our camp last year.
Enough,
by the way.
Enough out of you on that one.
somebody said skunk weed.
We have
none of that either.
We've had a carpenter bee,
yep.
Which I've never seen. We've had a handful of mosquitoes.
Yep.
Still, we're not infested by any means.
No, it's just so rare.
But there was a damn skunk.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Twice.
20 yards away.
Yeah. This place.
And at one point, maybe 20 feet away.
This place is
concerning.
This place is falling apart. It's completely falling apart.
Yeah.
So the skunk happened last night. That was our part. That was our DJ set. DJ Skunk Face
skunk.
Walked up to our camp and accosted us. But the party was pretty crazy last night, and I wish we would have gotten out to see it. RV had a nice event with Repeat did a show out in General Mission RV. They had the parade with the giant Volkswagen Bug go through. Yeah. It was a massive operation last night, and they were killing it out there.
Yeah,
they were killing it.
But you guys have Repeat coming up before the weekend's over.
We hope so. Yeah, we hope to have them in Camp Nut Butter very, very soon.
So wait a second. They're coming to this camp?
That is the rumor.
I heard that.
They're going to show up at camp and just hang out with us?
They're going to come and do a podcast with us.
So this is what's amazing. So if Repeat's going to come and check out and Camp Nut Butter and sit down and hang out, that means they were here last night, Wednesday night. Their show's Sunday night. On the Who stage.
Yeah.
These guys are going all in. They're going 6 days just like we are.
They're here for a long time and a good time.
And a good time.
These guys are my kind of dudes.
Yeah.
And you don't like them.
What? Oh, hey, this man we're like about that. To have on, Barry hates them.
It's going
to
be like that. I'm pretty sure they were my pick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you said that, well, I don't know. I couldn't remember. No. You thought one of the guys was really dreamy or something. That might
oh,
might
that's
have been
right. Yeah, he had an awkward picture.
So this is the Thursday
schedule.
I have
to apologize again to him today for that.
So Sunday, they play Sunday on the Who stage, but today we started out the show with Lissy, who hopefully we get to talk to a little later this afternoon, too, because I think that Lizzie's sort of fallen, gotten your heart, grabbed your heartstrings there, Barry Corbin.
Yes, absolutely.
How is that? Why is that?
Well, it's just good.
Yeah, you like her that much,
yeah,
huh?
Well, I mean, it's good. And, you know, truthfully, the when we reached out to people and said, would you like to talk to us? And they said, yes, they become one of my favorites.
Well, she's kind of one of those overnight sensation after a decade and a half kind of types, right?
Yeah, the 10-year overnight.
She's been doing this a long time, and then
if only the Grammys had the same sort of level as Barry Corder did.
Answer the phone. You're my favorite.
Won a Grammy. Congratulations. You're an Emmy Award winner.
It's not that far off.
So we're going to start because of a listener pick. Who was it that Blank Range, by the way?
Was that Drew?
It might have been. All right. So we had Blank Range at 4:15. Then we've got Ron Gallo at 5. Then we got Lissy at 6:30. What else are you seeing this afternoon there, Barry Corder?
You caught me without a schedule in front of me.
You're gonna do Deron Jones. We're gonna hopefully talk to him as well.
Yep, maybe that.
Boy, by the way, can I talk about how this has all sort of come together in the last minute? Just like this whole podcast started, we threw it together in 3 days, and it became this. We threw this whole let's do this backstage at Bonnaroo in the last, I don't know, 72 hours?
Yeah.
And because you're so amazing and because Barry Corder is the most powerful newspaper writer in all of America, go to hell, Glenn Thrush. you...
And your stupid hat.
Yeah, and you've been able to compile a pretty solid list of artists that we might be able to talk to.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it? Pigeons is another one that...
That's my jam now. Yeah. That's my jam.
I don't know about all of how it happened, but... Yes, it came together quickly, and
who else you got other than pigeons? Who do I need to be here for any of this?
I don't have
responsibilities here?
We don't know if that's going to work. Oh, Close E's the other one tonight. I want to see.
Oh yeah, you're obsessed with that Close E.
Yeah, EDM. Probably won't see you over there, will I?
No, you're not seeing me, Close E. But you know what?
Big chicken. Floor is today.
I will say the other stage is fascinating because last year I didn't even trek out there. I didn't even give it a try. But what we did do on Wednesday when we got here is we did the walkthrough. So Ken Weinstein from Big Hassle and Ashley Capps from AC Entertainment, some others.
Rick Farman from Superfly was there.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Jeff Cuellar was there.
They took us around the entire grounds and showed us everything that was different. And I didn't even notice, mainly because I didn't go out there last year. But there's
in the last 13 years,
good
actually.
Good point. There's a whole oasis over there by the other that they've built.
Oh, there's a lot of changes that we saw last night.
I swear to God, we drove by the Oasis, which is basically a big beach party.
Right.
I swear to God, I heard Kenny Loggins playing. I don't know if you guys heard it, but Playing with the Boys was happening play as soon as I
didn't notice.
I missed that one. Yeah, right. I missed that one.
I didn't notice.
It's a Top
that.
Gun reference, guys.
But
come on,
to go back again to yesterday,
beach volleyball.
It was pretty cool having them, and it was a media thing. It wasn't just us three, but driving around camp, general admission camp is where we spent all our time. Wasn't it?
What they've done with the plazas, what you guys are seeing if you're out in GA right now, is something that I didn't know. First off, I knew that they had some sort of plaza activities. It used to be the Grind, and then they had the Garage, right? So then they turned the Grind into what's now the Ville, a whole thing dedicated to Nashville. But then you go to all these other plazas. It is absolutely phenomenal what they've been able to build. Plaza 6, nothing but health and wellness. You got Matt from Cage the Elephant doing an entire plaza in Plaza 9.
Right.
This thing is massive. Tim Love doing Shack with Tim Love.
Yeah, the Schultz thing with the birthday. It's all the birthday cake and the birthday presents. That seems to be, you'll have to go look at it to make sense of it, because I didn't know what I was looking at.
This is what I wondered the entire time. If I'm in GA, right? If we're our buddy Lord Taco, who's camping out in
our
GA,
Lord and Savior Taco.
If I'm him and I'm in Plaza 2, do I walk to all the other plazas at some point and just hang out in all the other activities?
I would.
I would too, right?
Yeah. We did ask that yesterday. You can't pick your plaza, but you can go to any and all of them. And boy, I sure would. I would want to see what everyone else has going on.
And I'll tell you, that's the thing that bugged me so much. Where we actually camp, we could get out, but we wouldn't be able to get back in.
Right.
We would be stranded on 75 for about 2 hours.
So for the first time in our 13 years, Brian, 17 years, everyone else had it better than us.
I was really jealous.
For one night.
I was really jealous.
For one night, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was fun watching the skunk run around, but not quite as fun as the sounds we were hearing from about 500 yards that way.
It literally sounded like a Saturday morning, didn't it? I mean, with the roars from the crowds and the thumping.
That's right. Saturday morning being 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's when you wake up.
Yeah.
I know. It's usually when old man Bear is waking up for, you know what, I think I could enjoy.
I got my 6 hours in. I'm good.
So last night is the opening ceremonies, essentially, and then they open the gates on Thursday. What do they open the gates today? Today the 3 o'clock?
Yeah, 3.
Okay. And then If backstage is any sort of, marker, it is going to be packed today.
Yeah.
It is going to be absolutely packed.
Yeah, they're coming in already, aren't they?
It's, we talked about it last night, and I don't mean this in a bad way, necessarily. It's a little cluttered out in Centaroo, and there's a little new pop-up, basically, ways to spend your money. I couldn't tell exactly what it all is. It's going to be a little cluttered, but
the other thing we noticed when we walked through last night, we got to walk through Centaroo and see some of the changes they've made to the festival grounds. Dude, it is like, it's more of a carnival than I can ever remember.
Yeah, like, that's
I always loved the way that they specifically found places and homes for things. You know, the Christmas barn being one of them. They rearranged the Silent Disco a couple of years ago.
Right.
But last night, it feels like there's something, it's ADD. It's for, if you have ADD, this is perfect for you, because you can't turn around and not find something that's going to whop you up in the head with some sort of flashing light.
We need to go back today, obviously, because some of it looked like it was under construction type stuff.
Yeah.
So some of it might have been cleared out.
I don't know. So,
but there were a lot more tents, structures, whatever, in places that were once open fields.
Yeah, I turn that into the user experience.
Absolutely.
The user experience has become so much more elevated this year. And I'll go you one step better. Those damn lights on those trees is the best addition
cool.
this place has had. I mean, you can keep bathrooms.
They look
The flash. I want those lights on the trees. They look amazing.
I'll take both. For just saying, there's some lights on the trees, it's a little more complicated than that. It's pretty darn cool.
It's
pretty darn cool.
To the ambiance.
Well, how would you say if it's not lights on trees?
I just mean it's easy to say, there's some lights in the trees. Like, we have lights around
the
10x10 here.
It's the 40-watt bulb in your backyard. Yeah. It's
impressive.
They spend a little bit more money on their light show than we did.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
It's nice. Right, so
you failed us at the Camp Nut Butter for the lights, Brad.
I know. Well, everyone else
a little underwhelming.
Up their game.
Man, you guys.
We've caused people to up their game.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Okay, guys? All right, so we walk around Centaroo last night, and I noticed something that I think is
Yeah, I want to challenge everybody else out there.
This is a question for Reddit.
Oh no, are we about to go down this road again?
We're going to go up this hill.
Let's climb the mountain.
So I noticed something yesterday in this walkthrough when we got to the what stage at the end of this media thing. We're literally standing in the pit and looking back onto the empty field, dude. They have moved that VIP hill.
Can I now set this up?
They've moved this VIP hill.
I think you would be better to set it up than Brad.
There's nothing to set up.
I'm standing there talking to
Ashley
Capps, the co-founder of this festival, and Brad is with Ken Weinstein.
And Weinstein's been here as long as I can remember.
Yeah, exactly. And he's pretty much doubled over laughing. when he comes
to Who is this fool saying we moved a hill? Says, we moved a mountain.
Asked, have we moved the VIP hill?
Yes, it's a legit question because they have moved that hill. That hill has not been there before. That hill was further back in the field. And when they made all the improvements to VIP, I swear to God, they dug that hill up and they placed it right 100 yards away from VIP. And I know, or away from the stage. And I know this for a fact because if you remember, now, Reddit, somebody on Reddit proved me right on this.
Because it's on Reddit. It must be accurate information.
I trust my guys on Reddit.
I still can't figure out why Ken and Ashley would say no if they didn't do it.
I guess it
could be out of their, you know, their decision-making processes, whether the hill gets moved 50 feet.
They snuck in one night and moved a hill.
Well, their question was, how do you move a hill? I said, you ever seen a damn golf course? They move hills all the time. All right, so look, I'm making my case, and this is going to be the last time I bring this up, except I'll bring this up every day this year. That if you remember, to the left, where everybody says there are bees, the left part of the what stage, if you're looking at the what stage on the left, there used to be a giant bank of bathrooms. And the guys on the stage would even remark about it on stage because the air would get wash onto the stage and they would smell it. Okay, all right. So those aren't there anymore.
Okay, that's fine. That's right. Okay. That's correct.
Okay, so then on the left side of the bathrooms was a long line of vendors and a long line of beer, and that went on for a good 100 yards. Then you got the VIP hill. Now you have 3 vendors, VIP hill.
I just think we had a much more, 2 different times and 2 different capacities, a different perspective of that landscape than we're used to when we're there with lots of people. And I think that it just looked different because we saw it in the middle of the day by ourselves. We saw it in the middle of the night by ourselves.
We came up with a theory.
I don't think they moved the hill.
No.
I don't think they moved the damn hill.
What I think has happened over the course of the last 5 years is make it a little bit more interesting. They add more gadgets inside of the festival, like tents and flashing lights, to make you feel like it's more of an experience. And if you're going to spend a lot of money on VIP, they're going to want to be closer than they used to be, which was 150, 200 yards past that the current hill.
They moved the hill.
Hashtag move the hill.
Hashtag move the hill.
Use it. Hashtag move the hill.
I mean, spend the weekend. Let us know. Hashtag move the hill.
Matt, move the hill. This is going to change. I'm telling you that something's changed. All right. If you want to follow along.
All I know is I was embarrassed for you at the time.
I was not embarrassed. I have no reason to be embarrassed about this. I feel very confident with what I remember. I'm fine. By the way, they did not. We'll talk about that later. We've got artists coming up. I hope Repeat enjoys our campsite. By the way, we got a new addition to the campsite. He just rolled in, Denson. We've got artists coming by today. Can you clean the place up? We've got. We need to tidy it up.
We got company.
He's not answering.
Get to work.
Okay,
Denson.
So here's what we got. We got artists coming up this weekend. We'll do some pop-in podcast. Please follow along at @what_podcast on Twitter all this week. And, of course, @BradStinks on Snapchat. Barry, you going to be doing any tweeting and Snapchatting?
Yes. If I can get... @StoneOnAir,
am I allowed to do that? I'm the new guy here.
I'm
sorry.
@StoneOnAir.
I've never heard of you.
Love it.
Okay.
Love you, Brad.
I got four more days of this.
It's my dude, man. That's my dude.
Help me.
All right. This is the What Podcast, the What_podcast, whatpodcast.com. We'll talk to you intermittently throughout the weekend, all right? Happy Bonnaroo.
Hey.
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.